Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The 67th annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada has concluded round 6 of 10. The coveted best on 10, known as the Wrangler NFR average, is now coming into play. First place in the average pays $94,035 down to eighth place, earning $8,871, making consistency a necessity on the road to a world title. We bring you round winners, average standings, and world title updates, plus interviews with the round 6 winners, Tanner Tomlinson, Travis Gray, Statler Wright, and Cassie Mowry now. Bareback riding, Jake O'Roper, Oklahoma Cherokee, 83.75 points. Looking for his first check in round number 7. He is 10th in the aggregate, 13th in the world standings. Louisianan Cade Saunier won the round with an 88-point ride aboard Land of Fancy of Sankey Pro Rodeo from Montana. Wesley Shalla, Oklahoma, is number 1 to the best on 6. Rocker Steiner is number 1 in the world standings. Steer wrestling, Chance Howard from Oklahoma got his first check of his first NFR. Good job, Chance, with a 4.9 second time. Ty Erickson of Montana won the round with a 3.5. Tucker Allen from California is the fastest on 6. Will Loomis has won more money than anybody for the season in round 6 of 10 at the finals. Team roping, Navajo Derek Begay and his partner Coulter Todd were no money tonight. They are 7th in the average and 10th in the world standings. Tanner Tomlinson moves into 1st in the header standings. The Texan was 3.4 seconds with his partner Travis Graves of Oklahoma. Clint Summers is ahead for the aggregate, and his partner Jade Corkill moved to number 1 in the healing standings for the world title. Summers and Corkill are the average leaders at this time. Tanner Tomlinson, Texas. Travis Graves, Oklahoma, claim round 6 in the team roping. That was an amazing night tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're in an event that's like golf. The numbers are just vast.
Growing and still growing.
I mean, like you said, it just keeps getting tougher and tougher. The horses are getting better. The talent is getting better. And there's the volumes there. There's just more and more kids coming up every day. It's the sport's growing.
Well, you have grown with it with a victory tonight. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Saddle bronc riding, Oglala Lakota, Zach Dallas was 85.25. No money tonight. Looking for money in round number 7. Statler Wright was 90 points. A beautiful ride on a Canadian bucking horse, Renegade, of Wayne Vold Rodeo Company. Canadian Zeke Thurston moves into the lead for the aggregate. Rider Wright is the man to beat for the world title with 4 rounds to go. The art of riding saddle bronc horses was absolutely demonstrated tonight. Statler, tell us about that bout.
It's awesome. That's my first time being 90 in the Thomas & Mack, and when I hit the ground, I looked up and I seen the first 45. I kind of had an idea. I was really hoping they were going to throw some points up there, and they did. And when they said 90, that crowd erupted, and I don't know. That's a feeling I'll probably never forget.
Well earned. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tie down roping, Joel Harris, Texas, quick 6-8 to take round number 6. Chad Mayfield is in the lead for the world title, but Brushton Minton is coming on strong from California as the best on 6. Barrel racing, Cassie Mowry is amazing. She won the round with a 13.42, number 1 in the average and number 1 in the world standings, defending her 2024 title. Cassie Mowry, an effort of a jockey and a horse, really put it together beautifully for your second round win of the week. Would you share that experience with us?
It was kind of a wild feeling ride just because I got hooked over my saddle horn by my belt going in the gate. So I was a bit at his mercy, but looking back, it was probably the best thing that could happen because I really needed to ride him a lot more conservative than I did yesterday. And so today I didn't really have a choice because I was stuck. And he really just did his job, went to all the right places, and I was just hanging on for dear life.
You're absolutely amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. Bull riding Superman came on strong. Stetson Wright, 88 points on a bull Insurrection of Stockyards Pro Rodeo. He is number 1 in the world standings bull riding and number 1 for the all-around title after round number 6. Stay tuned to this station for continuing coverage of all of the excitement of the 2025 PRCA World Title Races right here on Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.